Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 10, 2020. COVID-19 updates for other states, Northeast and Midwest regions, and U.S. territories. Weekly updates. On March 30, 2020, the Fiscal Services Division published a summary of reports on the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on other states and U.S. territories. This document updates those reports for the states in the Northeast and Midwest regions, as well as the territories. Next week's update will cover the South and West regions. These updates will primarily address the fiscal impact of the pandemic on the states. Current caseload statistics for each state can be found on the Center for Disease Control and Prevention website. Quote, no report, end quote, indicates that there is nothing new regarding fiscal impact for that state since the March 30th summary. Northeast Region, Connecticut. On March 28, 2020, President Trump approved a major disaster declaration for the state of Connecticut. The declaration will provide federal support to state agencies, cities, and towns for 75% of approved costs from their COVID-19 response. Federal relief funding to the state is estimated at $1.382 billion. Maine, on April 4, 2020, President Trump approved a major disaster declaration for the state of Maine. The declaration will provide federal support to state agencies, cities, and towns for 75% of approved costs from their COVID-19 response. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $1.250 billion. Massachusetts. The Massachusetts legislature is still currently in session. Due to technical difficulties, the Ways and Means Economic Roundtable scheduled for April 6, 2020 was postponed. The meeting was expected to update the state's projected finances. Previous revenue growth projection for fiscal year 2021 was expected to be 2.8%. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $2.670 billion. New Hampshire. Governor Christopher Sununu has ordered the establishment of the COVID-19 Emergency Domestic and Sexual Violence Services Relief Fund with the authority to access $600,000 for the purposes of combating domestic and sexual violence during the COVID-19 crisis. Additional funding was also provided to the state's Child Protective Services Agency in another emergency order issued by the governor. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $1.250 billion. New Jersey. New Jersey is the first state to extend its fiscal year. The end date for fiscal year 2020, which began on July 1, 2019, was extended to September 30, 2020 from its normal termination on June 30th. Supplemental appropriations may be made to provide funding for the extended fiscal year. A spending plan for a truncated fiscal year 2021 running from October 1st to June 30th is expected to be enacted by the end of September. Governor Phil Murphy has placed a freeze on approximately $920.6 million of planned fiscal year 2020 spending. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $3.444 billion. New York. President Donald Trump signed a major disaster declaration for the state of New York on March 20, 2020. The president's action makes federal funding available for crisis counseling for affected individuals in all areas of the state of New York. Federal funding is also available to state, tribal, and eligible local governments and certain private nonprofit organizations on a cost-sharing basis for emergency protective measures, including direct federal assistance under public assistance for all areas affected by COVID-19 in the state of New York. The federal cost share is 75%. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $7.540 billion. Pennsylvania, on March 25, 2020, the legislature passed, and on March 27, 2020, the governor signed House Bill 1232, which provides $50 million to purchase medical equipment and supplies for hospitals, nursing facilities, and emergency medical services providers to meet urgent patient and staff needs to address surge in demand. The state also enacted Senate Bill 751, which waives their requirement for schools to be in session at least 180 days and ensures school employees are paid during the closure. The president approved part of a major disaster declaration request from the state on March 31, 2020. Under the Major Disaster Declaration, state, county, and municipal governments, as well as eligible private nonprofit organizations, can receive reimbursement for up to 75% of eligible expenses relating to the response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Eligible expenses can include, but are not limited to, costs associated with paying overtime and materials and equipment purchases. The declaration also provides direct federal assistance, which provides federal materials and supplies to support state and local response efforts. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $4.960 billion. Rhode Island, on March 26, 2020, the Disaster Emergency Funding Board voted to borrow $300 million to assist state finances. Under state law, the monies must be repaid within 2 years. Rhode Island is expected to receive a federal grant of $1.250 billion to assist with the state financial consequences of COVID-19. The deadline for filing individual and other types of income tax returns and making any final payment that is due with the return has been extended to July 15, 2020. Through the end of February 2020, fiscal year 2020 Rhode Island general tax revenue was up 6.2% compared to fiscal year 2019. Vermont, the federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $1.250 billion. Midwest region, Illinois, federal relief funding to the state is estimated at $4.910 billion. Indiana, on April 3, 2020, President Trump approved a major disaster declaration for the state of Indiana. The declaration will provide federal support to state agencies, cities, and towns for 75% of approved costs from their COVID-19 response. Federal relief funding to the state is estimated at $2.610 billion. Kansas general fund receipts through March 31, 2020 were 9.4% higher than the same period of fiscal year 2019. In addition, revenues were running 3.6% higher than estimated receipts for fiscal year 2020. The Kansas legislature has passed a budget for fiscal year 2021. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $1.250 billion. Michigan federal relief funding to the state is estimated at $3.870 billion. Minnesota legislation was enacted on March 28, 2020, appropriating an additional $330 million for COVID-19 response purposes. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $2.190 billion. Missouri, the Missouri legislature is still in session and there is legislation pending that appropriates $446,000 to the Missouri Office of Emergency Coordination to address COVID-19 preparedness and response. A fiscal year 2021 budget has not yet been passed by the Missouri legislature. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $2.380 billion. Nebraska. The Nebraska legislature met on March 23, 2020 and passed legislation that provides $83.6 million to the governor's emergency cash fund to fight the spread of COVID-19. Funding will be allocated to the Department of Health and Human Services and the University of Nebraska Medical Center for expenditures related to medical and laboratory equipment, personal protective equipment, related supplies, staffing, and testing. Local governments will also receive funding for protective equipment. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $1.250 billion. North Dakota, on April 1, 2020, President Trump approved a major disaster declaration for the state of North Dakota. The declaration will provide federal support to state agencies, cities, and towns for 75% of approved costs of their COVID-19 response. Federal relief funding to the state is estimated at $1.125 billion. Ohio, Ohio state tax collections in March were $159.4 million short of projections. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine asked department heads to prepare for cuts of up to 20% for the next 15 months in response to the decrease in state revenues as a result of COVID-19. On April 6, 2020, Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted announced the creation of the Office of Small Business Relief to assist the 950,000 small businesses that are operating in the state and which will be managed by the Ohio Development Services Agency to provide financial relief to restaurants and bars during the COVID-19 public health emergency. The Ohio Liquor Control Commission passed an emergency rulemaking to allow establishments with an on-premises liquor permit to sell and deliver alcohol, including high-proof liquor, in limited quantities for off-premises consumption. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $4.530 billion. South Dakota, on April 1, 2020, Governor Kristi Noem signed Senate Bill 192, creating the Small Business Economic Disaster Relief Subfund. Any monies in the fund are revolving and continuously appropriated to the Governor's Office of Economic Development, or OED. The commissioner of the OED may make loans from the Disaster Relief Subfund to small businesses adversely affected by the COVID-19 state of emergency. The federal relief funding to the state is estimated to be $1.250 billion. Wisconsin, federal relief funding to the state is estimated at $2.260 billion. U.S. territories, American Samoa, no report. Guam. The Guam legislature will convene for an emergency session on Thursday, April 9, 2020. The legislature will consider bills that expand gubernatorial and law enforcement authority in response to COVID-19 and social distancing, and proposals to provide direct payment relief to Guam residents and a telehealth mandate for insurance companies. North Mariana Islands. On April 1, 2020, President Trump approved a major disaster declaration for the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. The declaration will provide federal support to territorial agencies, cities, and towns for 75% of approved costs from their COVID-19 response. U.S. Virgin Islands, no report. Puerto Rico, federal relief funding to the territory is estimated at $2.24 billion. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Robin Madison, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-5270.